going to introduce Jenna now. She's going to talk to us on the gospel in the workplace, bringing refugees to the real Christ. And Jenna is a lawyer from Latvia. She's what we might call in the north of this country at the cold face, in the south at the sharp end. So she knows what's going on at the sharp end, and she's an action person, and she's going to tell us about all she does, all she knows and does with refugees. Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Jenna. I am from Latvia. I work in Latvian Center for Human Rights, and my job is to help asylum seekers in Latvia, refugees, migrants who come in Latvia, and this is my job. Unfortunately, in Latvia, I think that I am only one lawyer who try to do something in this field, because this field for Latvia is quite new. I think migration field and work with asylum seekers. And I am very thankful to God and very thankful to my job, because I became a Jesus Christ through my job. And I will tell you about this way, how it's happened. In Latvia is one accommodation center for detained foreigners, a detention center for asylum seekers who are detained, and I try to provide them legal assistance. And in July 2008, one man started asking me about possibilities to baptize in Latvia, to meet a pastor, to get literature in French language. And I just started seek in internet. I wrote in Google this information, and this was the way how I met Duncan. And through my job, through this way when I tried to help the people who wanted to be baptized, and I met Duncan, and I was baptized also. And it is a day. It was 13 on September last year, 2008. The Baltic Sea. Weather was quite cold, but. This is my daughter. She is baptized also in October, one month later, also in Baltic Sea. Oksana. It is an area, if you can recognize, under this.
Thank you. That's the Berlin Bahn, Australia,
there is the legal. Oh, yes. So the names of people, our brothers in Jesus Christ who came to Christ in Olaine. Olaine, it is a small town in Latvia. It is a place where is this detention accommodation center for detained foreigners, this how we can say refugee camp. Robert from Sierra Leone, Walter from Cameroon, Meron from Eritrea, Israel from Congo, Sabri from Syria, and Sela also from Congo. But I think it is not all, just the no, first people who was baptized. Baptism of Walter and Sabri, when Anna and Barbara visited Latvia, it was in September, I think.
August.
Yeah. End of August. Yeah. You can see it is a no prison, yeah. If you see. But no head of this detention center, he allows to do it. Actually, the people who are baptized now, they are deported. Sabri is deported back to Syria. It is a Walter. He is deported also back to Cameroon.
He was a Cameroon First Division football player. Very strong.
Some water guards also participated.
Where's that taking place? In somebody's home or in a camp?
Yes, it is a prison camp. Closed institution. People cannot to go.
That's in the grounds of the camp.
Yeah.
See the barbed wire at the top, can't
you? Amen.
And for, no, and the conditions in this camp is very, very bad. And for example, Walter was detained in this camp 13 months, and some people was detained more than 2 years. And,
Is that a prison guard help?
Prison guards helped, didn't they? On the
ground. Border guard. Yeah. You mean border guard? Yeah. Some of border guards are helpful, yeah, but.
Okay. Can I just query the lady on the road? Is it your bodyguard or is she a guard in the camp?
Border guards.
Because people who are detained in this center, they are not criminals. They are asylum seekers without identity, asylum seekers who has lost asylum procedure. And after they became in this illegal migrant status, and if country of origin say this man is not a citizen, for example, of Sierra Leone, a person just stay in this center. But then nobody are criminals, no.
She was a guard in the
Okay. It seems surprising that they allow that in a camp, and that, well, it's very good, but I mean, it's surprising that they let them do it.
General for that. Hmm? Thought that they would have the right to have room for meetings.
Actually, after baptism, my life completely changed, and very often I asked myself who I am now and why I live and what is my mission on this earth. And not so long time ago, when I understood very well that my way and my mission and on the earth is to be a voice for these people, voice of the voiceless, because we call these people voiceless because they they are detained in the center. They don't know anything about Latvia. They don't know Latin language. They live like in informative vacuum. People who live in Latvia also don't know about the center actually, and I am like a bridge from this place, from this COVID institution to open world. And what I do, I try to help them, not only to provide legal assistance, but also to bring a light in this place. And I try to do everything what depends on me. And I am very thankful to God and to Duncan that he visit the center so often and completely improve a life and these people.
Jenna, can you talk this way?
Sorry.
You can see the picture.
Sorry.
I can't see you.
Okay. Sorry.
Yes.
It is a Meron, from Eritrea.
Could you say where these asylum seekers have come from? Which country?
Yes. From Eritrea. Eritrea in Africa. Small country. Yes. And for example, Meron, he didn't speak English, didn't speak any language, only his language was Tigrinya, if you have ever heard this language. And his problem was that nobody understand what he speak, and nobody from government authorities try to help him. But anyway, now he is baptized, and but he is not deported back to Eritrea now. He is in a refugee camp in Italy. But I don't know, unfortunately, what happened with him in this moment. But when he was in Latvia, I think it was for him very blessing place, because he was baptized in end of August 2008.
Mm. Do the people in the camp get taught Latvian or anything at all, or do they?
Sorry.
Do the authorities teach people Latvian?
Authorities?
The people in charge of the camp.
Do they teach them the language?
No. Nobody teach. No. No. Big problem is that border guards, authorities, staff who work in this camp speak only Latvian language, Russian language, and maybe somebody, one person from 10, a little bit English. And staff cannot to explain nothing to these people who are detained, and it is one problem, this language barrier. But second problem is that all detained people, they don't trust to staff. I work in Latvian Center for Human Rights. It is a non-governmental organization, and I try to visit the center at least once a week, and all the kind people, they trust more non-governmental organizations than staff members in the center. Yes, how I said before, conditions is very bad in the center, and people has not enough toothpaste and food and medicine. And every time when somebody visits this center, people are so happy for everything which they receive. We can see soaps and toothpaste. Walter from Cameroon and Robert from Sierra Leone. Robert was in the center 24 months, yes, 2 years. But now he is not in the center, he is in Latvia still, but he is without any documents. And I continue to get for him documents. I continue to submit requests in courts and to try to do something for his life, because he cannot to live without document, without status, without anything. And maybe in one day our authorities can take him and put back in this detention center without any restriction in time.
Do you try to get papers from the countries of origin as well?
I try to do everything what I can, but country of origin, Sierra Leone, has refused him. Yes, and that's all. And now we can just try that to get something from all authorities. To be voice of this voiceless people is not only provide them legal assistance, of course. It is also contains this speak with those people, share gospels with them, build with them relationships, pray together with them, and even when I understand that I cannot help more to one or other person, I always promise them to continue to pray, and I am sure that they also pray for me. And it is one way how we made our network. We pray for them, and they pray for us also. And I think it is very important in my job, and especially in this context, where I work in these circumstances, I cannot to allow myself to become tired, to become upset, and even if I sometimes understand that maybe people sometimes they lie. And sometimes they don't tell to us and everything, and don't trust to me. But anyway, I have just put in practice all what I receive from Gospels, from Bible. I put in practice in my job, I think I cannot accuse somebody that says that why do you don't trust me and think that somebody is for example if he is a prisoner, he is maybe he's guilty, and maybe it is a punishment from God. No, I think that we all people, we are equal before our God. We all are sinners, and we all are a dust before God. And what can I do? I can just continue to help these people and to do for them everything that depend on me. And try to put, yeah, it's not how I said before, to put in practice all what I receive from Bible, from verses in Bible. It is a picture from Sonia Hemingway from France in a church in Council Street, where we meet every Sunday. Also food for these people in the detention center. This detention center is almost 30 kilometers from capital, from Riga, and not so often people visit this center. And many of the Chinese say me that they are so alone and they need to hear a live voice, to see a live people, not only those who are in uniforms, and to share gospels and feel that they can to trust somebody and to speak with somebody.
What's the last two lines? I can't read that.
We are the voiceless in heaven. Who are we? We don't live in heaven. We can't get there. We can't stand before God there and talk to him. But Jesus does. He is our voice. It is a answer. Why I do my job? Why should we advocate for this? Because many people ask me, why do you do it? Why? I think it's my way. Yeah. Yes. Romans chapter 8, verse 34. It is a Christ that died, your raiser, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for you.
Could you read and translate the last two lines there
for us? It is the same, just a national language.
Yes.
It is the same.
Can you hear it? We like to hear it.
Ah, you would like to hear it?
Yeah.
Христос Иисус умер, но и воскрес. Он и одесную Бога, Он и ходатайствует за нас. We don't have the right language with which to talk to God, but Jesus talks for us to God. In Romans chapter 8, verse 26, likewise the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we don't know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And in 1 John chapter 2, verses 1, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Before I said yes about that, people don't understand legal language. People don't understand Latvian language. Asylum seekers don't know Latvian language. And sometimes also in courts people have not translators and bridge from this person, for example, from Eritrea to judge It is my mission to be a voice, to be a tongue of the person. And if Jesus defend or I think we have to try to be like Jesus, and it is also answer why I do my job.
That's a lovely statement.
Isaiah chapter 53, verse 12 is a prophecy about Jesus on the cross. He has poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. In Russian, for you special, is a преступников сделался had a time. For criminals, Jesus did intercession. We are the sinners, we are criminals, not little sinners. Yes. Every day I try to remember me and keep in my mind that we are only a dust, and we all are sinners, and on the earth we all are the same. We all are equal before a God, and nobody is better. And before we were born, we had no voice also, but Jesus is our voice, and Jesus will be our voice before the Father. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness it sustained him. Yes, Jesus was amazed there was nobody else who can help, who can defend, and Jesus did the job. And this, so it will be no surprise when I feel who can do better than me this job. And sometime before I think why I do it, and maybe somebody can do it better. But now I understand that if God has put me in this place and has given me this job, I have to continue to do it without any questions and without it, because Jesus knows better what is better for me and for people to whom I try help. And I understand God chose a use, and we all are weak, we all are sinners, and Jesus has gave to you salvation for nothing, just for that we believe. And what we can do? We can be kind, we can be grace like to other people, to put all grace and love in these relationships with other people, and also with, you know, in my job with asylum seekers, with homeless people who lives in night shelters and others. Some pictures from Robert. It is after 2 years. He was detained 2 years in this place. He was in prison 3 years. Yeah?
3 years.
24 months, yes.
And you managed to get him out of prison. He pleaded.
Yes, I was with him in...
This is the first meal he had for 2 years?
Yes, after 2 years. In freedom, yes.
I read somewhere in the Care Links communications, I don't know if it's this asylum place, this whole prison, I don't know what you call it, detention centre, mm-hmm. that the majority of Muslims are Islam, and that any who become... who take up the truth are badly treated because they stand out in a Muslim background. Is that true of this place? Or is that some
in
other
this
place?
Detention center, staff try to divide people, Muslims in one side, Christians in other side. But I cannot say that Muslims are majority.
What religion are most of the asylum seekers?
Hmm?
What religious persuasion are most of the asylum seekers?
Most?
Are they Christian or nothing? Or are they Muslim, Islam?
50-50. In this detention center, yes. It is not majority, you know. Because many people come also from post-Soviet countries, and in Soviet countries, for example, from Belarus, Ukraine, Russia, also Christian people, not only Muslims.
Jenna, do these people come because they want to move to a better place, or is it because of persecution, or why? Why do they come through that?
You mean why exactly in Latvia?
Well, no. What is the reason that these leave their countries?
Reason? In other cases, different reason. No, for example, this man is from Uzbekistan, and he and his family he faced persecution on religious grounds. Because he's a Christian, and in Uzbekistan is a Muslim religion, no majority. Yeah? It is one example. But of course...
From Kazakhstan?
Uzbekistan. Uzbekistan.
Is majority Muslim country?
Yes.
And he became a Christian?
Yes.
And there is a penalty for becoming Christian, and they can kill you.
Yeah.
And so you flee.
But of course, I understand that some of asylum seekers try to improve a life and try to find a better place. And but all those asylum seekers after when they lose procedure, they has no deport back to country of origin. The most, for example, from Bangladesh, from India, many people come every year, but they don't get this status, refugee status or subsidiary status.
I'm sorry if you actually said this, but I couldn't, because I'm a bit deaf, didn't hear everything. But how are you financed? You're not governmental, you're not paid by government, you're paid by an organization?
We participate in projects from EU. European Union.
Yeah.
European Union.
Yes.
I see.
No, for example, in previous year we had a one project providing legal assistance to asylum seekers in detention center. Mm-hmm. Yes, if we have such kind of project, we can to help these people. But anyway, all projects are very limited and restricted. No, in project I can help only 10 people. Yeah, but it is not possible because if I help to one. All others also know that they know my phone number, they call me, and my job. It is not possible. Only say is it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10.
No.
Yes. No. It is. Yes.
And EU funding has been withdrawn, isn't it? The project got finished.
Actually, it's a project is finished to no previous year, and I don't know what will be in this year. But no, anyway, I continue work for free.
The EU funding finished at the end of December 2009.
Oh, yes. Well, yeah, and I was January. And I don't know what.
Yes.
So
thank
God for telephone numbers,
you're
running
3:30
in the morning now. Homeless is people. Homeless
people. Oh, lovely snow.
Let's not. Yes, every Sunday. Also.
Is that your daughter there?
Yes, it is my daughter, yeah. Oh,
sister.
You're charging the suit again, aren't you? Is that the suit there, the big pad?
Yes, I
am. Tomato soup.
On Sunday, so cook soup.
Cindy cooks something every
Sunday. Yes, when Cindy is not in Latvia, and I try to help also to cook soup for people. Especially I think in winter period when in Latvia is minus 20, and actually homeless people die every day. And we can read information in newspapers that they just die without soap, without shelter, without anything. In Latvia is not enough shelters, and people live under bridges.
Last year, Graham Mitchell and Peter Antoinette and myself were working in April, May time. And in the sun, so we've been cut heating out, I've done it for the whole building up at the hot water. The hot water, yeah, so we had to put a boiler in October because there was no hot water. We just suddenly hit the whole building. Hadn't paid their part of the bill, so we kept the whole building on. And that often happens in Russia all that year.
Is our sister having put in an application to get a pension because she's got dementia after a stroke, and so Jenna helped organise a pension for her so she'll start receiving that, I think, soon. In January?
In January, in February, no, in the end of January.
She looks like somebody who's suffered a lot to me.
Yes, she has lost the memory.
For that stroke, isn't it?
And she lives in shelter also.
She has a son and daughter, she doesn't know where they
are. Yes, but son and daughter doesn't think about her. Yes. About my witness. I try to help people, and I spend actually spend all time what I can spend for these people. Also my holidays and night hours. And but I understand very well that I am weak, and I am very limited in my possibilities. I have limited success and not enough time. 24 hours, it is not enough in for a day, yes. And I can only help so much so far I can. And I understand that also I will die in one day, and I realize that more what we need for Jesus in Hebrews we can read, but this man, because he continues ever, has an unchangeable priesthood, wherefore he is able also to serve them to the uttermost come unto God by him, seeing he ever lives to make intercession for them. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners. And in Russian, Эсейка, пребывающий вечно, имеет и священство неприходящее, посему и может всегда спасать приходящих через него к Богу, будучи всегда жив, чтобы ходатайствовать за них. Таков и должен быть у нас первосвященник, святой, непричастный злу, непорочный, отделенный от грешников.
Then you coming here now, is that like a little break for you?
Like sorry?
For you to be with
holiday.
Us here?
A holiday.
It's a holiday? You come here with us, you feel
yes.
You're a holiday.
Now, of course, I took 5 days holidays, yes, for this trip.
It is very nice to have you.
Yes,
here.
It is my first vacation after I don't know how many years.
Yes. Yes.
Sometimes I take vacation in the summer period. But anyway, I continue my work. Like I am in vacation formally, yeah. But my work continue. And if my phone call and I stand up and go, and I go to court and to visit the center, this detention center, and my work never stop, never ending story. Yes. But I am very, very, very thankful to God about this job and about everything that I receive from the
I'm
Lord.
I'm very pleased to hear your story, really move me.
Thank you, Jen.
Thank
very
you.
Much. Well,
thank
I'm
you.
Sure we hope to thank her for all the marvellous work she's doing there. And you are indeed making intercession for all these people. And I'm sure bringing them to Christ. And we thank the Lord for that. And I think
thank
we ought to give a
few
hands to her. We will conclude with a word of prayer, and we'll just ask our brother Philip Gentle to lead us. We'll remain seated, and then of course we will have our next meal. Could you just give a word of thanks for that meal, please?
Lord, we approach you through Jesus, and indeed thank you so much for bringing to us these wonderful examples that we see suffering. We thank you for Duncan's words, how we can be purpose-driven, but we thank you so very much for the example of Dana and of her work she's done for you. Indeed, this is a great encouragement to each of us. So we do so thank you. We know that we're very fortunate in this country in having so much food and warmth, clothing, so many other things. And we know we see the need of so many. Please help us to help them in this as well as their spiritual needs. Thank you for the food we're about to partake. Indeed, for all your blessings in us. Through Jesus, we thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, I mean, I'm jotting notes down. I produce a news letter.
It'll be probably about 5 or 10 minutes before the hearing is over.
So, I produce a news letter.
When I ask that question, I would do it
for the audience. So, I'm using this material to share it with the brothers and sisters. She didn't seem to indicate that she